Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
All right, James, we've got about a minute left. So before you go, though, I mean, obviously, if the Western states, Ukraine's allies, are prepared to present intelligence at some point or another, we expect Russia to do the same.
Russia will put forward its position on this, but it's going to be he said, she said. And that is the problem that we've seen with so many cases like this. The UN Secretary General, I think, has the power to set up a fact-finding mission, but not a full inquiry. And he did that, remember, with the prison that was bombed last year. Sources in the UN tell me they had to fold that investigation in the end because the Ukrainians were cooperating. The Russians, though, were not cooperating with that fact-finding mission. And so I think the UN certainly is very reticent to set up another fact-finding mission if it's not going to have the full cooperation of everyone. I think the UN, if it wanted to set up an inquiry, would look at something that was properly mandated, and that would mean all of the Security Council would have to vote for a full inquiry, and the UN would also want to have access on the ground to the dam. And of course that still remains a conflict zone, the area around where the dam stood. So I think the idea of getting to the bottom of this is going to be very, very hard indeed. And I think it's going to be like so many other incidents we've seen in over a year of war, where we're going to have claim and counterclaim and really no resolution to that situation.
All right, claim and counterclaim indeed. James Bayes, live at the UN, many thanks for that. Well, we are yet to hear from representatives from Ukraine. We will go to that, of course, when it happens. But, of course, a crucial day in this protracted conflict in Ukraine, a significant event that both Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of doing.
On the Inside Story podcast this week, international aid agencies say Palestinians in occupied territories are facing a deepening humanitarian crisis. Why is their situation worsening? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.